USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Millions are bracing for a major winter storm heading into the weekend. People across Georgia, Virginia, and the Carolinas are being told to prepare for snow and freezing rain that could cause power outages and make travel hazardous. Atlanta hasn't had measurable snow in nearly 4 years, but that could end Friday or Saturday. The storm is also expected to dump a foot of snow in the Dakotas, Minnesota, Iowa, Missouri, and possibly Arkansas. The White House wants states to begin fixing bridges that need repair. Nearly $30 billion is being allocated from the sweeping infrastructure bill that President Biden signed 2 months ago. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg releasing a statement saying modernizing bridges will improve safety and support economic growth. USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
The Commerce Department saying retail and food service sales declined 1.9% in the biggest drop in 10 months. Analysts blaming high prices and the Omicron surge for falling consumer demand as the holiday season wrapped up. Regarding inflation, John Bryant, Operation Hope CEO, tells CNBC,
I mean, inflation's a big deal and affects those at the bottom of the pyramid the most.
The nation's labor secretary is talking about the next steps after the United States Supreme Court blocked the COVID-19 vaccine mandate on large businesses.
What's next is we're going to work with businesses and encourage businesses to continue down this path. Many businesses have already done it.
Walsh describing the decision as disappointing, he also says that more needs to be done to make sure workers are comfortable returning to the office.
We need to do more in this country to make sure people feel comfortable going back to work, because people do catch the virus.
USA Radio News.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up a 5 1/4 ounce bottle of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $3.99. Clean and lubricate your fuel system while increasing miles per gallon with Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $3.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Plus, earn double O rewards points on this purchase. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
A bill aimed at sanctioning Russia is blocked by Democrats.
Senate Democrats have blocked a bill proposed by Senator Ted Cruz seeking to sanction companies tied to the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. The measure failed to reach the 60-vote threshold required to pass through the chamber. The measure would require sanctions be imposed on businesses associated with the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, which will carry gas from Russia to Germany within 15 days. Some Democrats voted against the bill as they accused Cruz of attempting to undermine President Biden's diplomatic efforts to prevent Russian President Vladimir Putin from invading Ukraine. Biden waived sanctions on Nord Stream 2, the Russian-owned and Swiss-based company for the pipeline project, as part of an agreement with Germany. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The memory of actor Bob Saget lives on. Singer John Mayer and comedian Jeff Ross sharing memories of their late friend when the two went live on Mayer's Instagram Wednesday after picking up Saget's car at the Los Angeles International Airport.
We're on the 405, remembering Bob Saget, a king in the comedy world, Bobby Daddy, our brother, our big brother.
Ross remembering how great of a family guy Saget was. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.